Hey guys, it's me, Jen, your favorite storyteller from Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Today's episode is there a doctor in the house? All right, guys. So it's a couple of days before the salon closes for Christmas vacation. So the salon is ludicrous. Okay. I mean, we are double booking. We're saying yes to appointments that we shouldn't, but that is the way it goes during the holiday time. You know, you got to get all your guests in so they can see the relatives that they hate, that they talk about all year, so they look better than their sister-in-law. You know what I'm saying. So I'm starting off my day. It's my first guest of the day. I'm halfway into the haircut on a guest that I have done for years. When all of a sudden she decides to turn her head backwards towards me and tell me what she thinks I should be doing to her haircut. What? And why? Okay. And just a little FYI, I have been cutting this same guest every 4 weeks for 9 years. So I'm not really sure why you felt like you needed to tell me something, but all right. Well, here's the thing, guys. When she did, I had my scissors in my hand because I was cutting her hair. And instead of cutting her hair, I cut the whole top of my knuckle right off my hand. I felt it burn. I flinched back. I looked down. The skin was gone. Blood is pouring down my hand and it's dripping all over the floor. And so I grab a towel real quick. I tighten up on my hand. I'm trying to get the blood to stop. And wait for it. She turns to me and says, "God, I hope you can finish cutting my hair." And then starts laughing. Bitch, what? She didn't even offer to help me. She just sat there staring at me. Whew, I gotta breathe for that one. Because, yeah, I know. I said that because that's what she said. So I go in the back and I try to clean it out. I use some Band-Aids, but that is not working. I mean, it is a really bad cut. So I blow through her haircut as fast as I can. And the truth, at this point, I probably need stitches. I'm hurting. And all I thought was, I don't even care if your haircut is nice because I'm so fucking aggravated with you that you said that to me. And I'm so pissed off that I've cut my knuckle off when I have zero time to stop. At any moment, I could be behind. That is how tight this day is. So after she leaves, my team helps me out. We put some Gorilla Glue in it. I wrap it up with bandages. And now I have a couple of guests back to back. But it is probably the worst I've ever cut myself. It's bleeding. I'm changing my bandages like crazy. I'm wearing a glove over top of it because I can't like get blood all over people. That's not sanitary, guys. So now I get through a couple of quick haircuts. I'm rebandaging again. I have two women coming in back to back for cut and color. And one of the guests asks me what happened. So I tell her, I said, "Oh my gosh, I cut myself on my first guest. I said, I probably need stitches. I'm probably going to have to go before they won't give them to me because I don't think this is going to stop bleeding anytime soon." And she says, "Well, you have to finish my hair first. When you're done, I'll take you to urgent care, but I mean, I got to have my hair done for the holiday, so you have to do my hair first." Again, bitch, what? "No," I said, "I'm good. I'll take myself to urgent care whenever I'm ready to go to urgent care, but thank you so much for caring. I appreciate it." It was like the Twilight Zone that day. It was like I was invaluable and everybody else was more valuable than I was. And I thought, you know, guys, I'm not only in pain with my finger, but you're like kind of hurting my heart that you actually don't value me after the 9, 10, 5, 6 years that we've all been together. But hey, no worries. Your girl's got it covered. Even though I cater to you the entire time you're in the salon and for all the years, my God, nobody even gave a shit. But whatever. And you're probably wondering if these couple of women still come to me. And you want to know the truth, guys? The answer is absolutely no, they do not. And why is that? Because the following year when we started back to work after the holiday and they kept trying to book with me, gosh, I was really busy and I just couldn't seem to get them in and I couldn't seem to work with their schedule. And, you know, eventually they just had to find somebody else. And an FYI for you guys out there, if your hairdresser of years all of a sudden is harder to get into and just can't accommodate you, she's probably firing you because you probably pissed her off and no longer wants to do your hair. And yes, we can do it. And yes, we do it. Not often, because we don't like those kind of things, but we do when it's necessary. So finally, after I finish those other two ladies, my partner comes up to me and says, listen, this is it. You're out of here. I'm going to go take care of a couple of guests. I'll cancel your day. You're going to get stitches. I said, please don't cancel my day. That's so many people. I said, urgent care is literally 5 minutes from here. Just can't move my next two guests. I'll come in early tomorrow or I'll fit them in somewhere. I'll stay late and then I'll come back for my last guest and finish up the day. She's like, all right, I'm going to call them. So I'm getting my things and I hear her calling them. And can you believe when she tells each one of them, I'm so sorry, Jennifer has had to run to urgent care for stitches on her hand. She has cut herself very badly. She was hoping to move you to tomorrow morning, that they actually got mad at her. One was irate because her refrigerator was getting delivered the next morning. Well, I am so sorry, guys. I did not ask to cut my finger off for the lady who decided to turn her head and tell me what to do in my job, but it did happen. And I'm not even canceling you and saying I'm not going to get you in before the holiday. I'm offering to come in and stay late. You think you'd have a little compassion? I mean, like, Jesus, take the wheel with these fucking people, okay? So anyways, I go real quick to the urgent care where Hot Doctor, our local urgent care doctor that every woman in town loves to see, that's what we call him, has to give me 5 stitches. And yes, I go back to work because the hairdresser life is real. And now I have my last guest who is lovely and has been with me since I started at this particular salon, which is a million years, and couldn't believe that I was standing there doing hair. She's like, please go home. My hair doesn't matter. You matter. This is ridiculous. But don't forget, guys, we've talked about this. We have a servant's heart in our business, and we believe your hair does matter. And we also believe you matter, even though some people don't think we matter. So the show must go on. And also, side note, Hot Doctor gave me a shot of lidocaine in my hand, so I couldn't feel the fucking thing anyway, so it didn't matter. Thank God for my team. Thank God that they got me through the shit show that was that day. And so now I had stitches for the next 2 days. And then we went off to the mountains to enjoy our families and recharge our souls after feeling drained from crazy days. And we were there about 8 days. We went out for a day of day drinking. And my stitches were bothering me, so I pulled them out with my teeth in the car. When I got back into town for my follow-up, Hot Doctor did not think that was as funny as I did, although he's known me a long time and was not 100% surprised that I had done that on my own. So, you know, guys, just another day in the life of a hairdresser and the crazy shit that goes on. So if your hairdresser cuts herself, burns herself, does anything to herself while you're there, show a little compassion. She's a human being, and chances are whatever just happened to her fucking hurt. All right, I'll see you guys next time on the next episode of Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Have a great day.